music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have Margie Rowe, who is Childline Helpline Manager. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to talk to you again. We're going to talk about there's a volunteer appeal that I think we cover it every year. But tell us a little bit about Childline and the different services. It's not just a helpline anymore. There's different services available.
Yeah. I suppose the key thing is that Childline is a listening service for children up to and including the age of 18. And children can contact us through several different mediums. Our phone service, and that's a free phone number. And it's available 24 hours a day. And then we have our live text service where children can talk to us live through the medium of text. And that service is available every day from 10 a.m. to 4 a.m. the next morning. So the only times that it's not available at present are from 4 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock in the morning. And they can also chat to us online through our web chat service. And that service is free again, the same as our text is free, I meant to say that, but on the web as well. And it's available from 10 a.m. to 4 a.m. as well. So they've three different ways. And what we find is the online services are growing every year, the text and the web chat.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before, all right, that with technology nowadays, and children are well up with their technology, more so than me probably. Do you want to give us out the number, Marge?
I will. So the Childline phone number is 1800 666 666, and that's a free phone number. And if a child wants to talk to Childline through text, all they have to do is text the word. Well, they don't even have to text a word anymore. We've left it more open than that because children were kind of saying sometimes they forget the words. So they just have to text anything like hello or whatever to 50101. That's 50101. And then to talk to us on the web, they just log on to childline.ie. So, and what's really exciting at the moment is we are developing our whole digital platform. So, you know, we will have a more robust service, like and a better website than we've ever had in Childline, and we hope that to be ready before the end of this year. So, it's exciting times.
It is, as we said, technology is running away with us. And I'm just looking here. We've been talking now for years, Margie, and Childline answers over 380,000 contacts from children. It's heartbreaking.
Between phone and online, it's nearly 400,000 a year. So it's a very busy service, which is kind of testament to the fact that it's a much needed service.
Yeah.
And I think the beauty of Childline for young people is we're not problem focused, but we're child focused. And that means that children can talk to us about anything. Because sometimes there's a perception that Childline is only for children who are being abused. I think what's really important is there's no child or young person sails through life without having some little worry, anxiety, whatever, whether that be school, whether that be their relationship with their friends or whatever it might be. So we don't want to limit Childline for anyone. So it's a service that's there, you know, not necessarily for the very, you know, sad, hard cases, but for every young person that has a little worry or whatever, you know. So it could be my grandchildren, you know, it's a service that's for everybody's child. And I think as well as that, it's important to, you know, sometimes parents might have a little bit of fear around Childline that, oh, if my child rings Childline, I'd be reported to social work or whatever. Every call is anonymous and confidential. And if a young person talks to us and they're worried or concerned or there's something going on for them, we very much encourage them to talk to the significant people in their lives, like their parents or their guardian, because they're the people who really know that child and are in that child's world. So we very much kind of encourage and direct them towards talking to young people, to significant adults that they trust. So, I mean, it's we're there really to empower children to kind of seek the help they need, but we're not there to kind of report every you know, parent of a child that rings, because we don't have that information. and unless the child gives it to us.
Yeah, and the 24 hours a day is very important, Margie, isn't it? Because you get a lot of calls during the night when other people are asleep.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, nighttime can be our busiest, you know, a busy time. You know, it's a time when, I suppose, we're adults, and if you have any worry or concern, it does kind of keep you awake at night for most people, and children are no different, and even maybe even more so. You know, they maybe find it difficult to sleep or go to sleep and wake up because they have an anxiety or a worry or something on their mind. So it really is good for them to have somebody that they can talk to that can help maybe. You know, children will often say it helps them to kind of calm things down and they can go back to sleep again. Yeah, so talking to someone can help with that.
And 300.
So it's a very necessary service at night.
Oh, it is. And 365 days a year. And I always find it upsetting that Christmas Day is as busy as any other day in the year.
It is. Like, we usually have over 1,000 contacts on Christmas Day between phone and online. So it is a busy day. Yeah. And it's sad. You know, sometimes it's... I think as well, children have huge expectations around Christmas. And sometimes the season doesn't match those expectations or the day, because there could be, you know, maybe a bereavement in the family that year, parental separation. There could be issues with drugs or alcohol in the home, and that can spoil Christmas for a child and make it a very scary time sometimes if there's rows and domestic violence and stuff like that. So, and then we get the nice calls as well where children ring to thank us for helping them out throughout the year and that. So there's some, you know, it's not...
That's lovely. I never thought of
it. It's nice. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's lovely. And it's lovely for our volunteers to get that.
Now the Childline Service, it wouldn't be possible without the volunteers, the dedication and support of volunteers.
And absolutely.
Yeah, at this time of year, you're appealing for people to volunteer. What sort of people are we talking about? Is there any experience needed? Or
the most important thing is that we train you. So it doesn't matter what background you come from. You could work in a bank. You could work in a shop. You could be a student in college. You could be, you know, a person who's maybe own children have grown up and they feel they have the time now to volunteer. Because there is great flexibility around shifts, like the volunteer shifts. They start at 10 in the morning until 10 at night. So you can volunteer for kind of any 4-hour period in that 12 hours, and that's 7 days a week. So there's a great choices there as regards volunteering. I suppose the profile of the person really for me is someone who really likes children, cares about children, believes in the right to be heard, and just has a good, you know, a rapport with children, and understanding of young people. So after that, I mean, if you're kind of the right fit, we can train you and give you the skills you need to do a really good job. And we train all of our volunteers now for both online and phone. So they have kind of a little bit of variety. Some shifts they come in, they could be taking phone call. The next week they might be covering the online. So it gives a little bit of variety to the job as well, which is nice.
Yeah.
And the feedback from volunteers. And sometimes the conversations are very different online. And we do find we get more serious issues coming up online than the phone, like around mental health in particular. So it's nice to kind of have a little break from that as well, because to help the volunteers to detach and not burn out from the more serious cases, to have the calls maybe where the child's worry is, and it's still serious to that child that they had a row with their best friend, or, you know, they're worried about kind of not making the kind of football team or whatever it might be.
Yeah, and bullying now is a big thing, Margie. Do you get a lot of calls about children being bullied?
We would. It's quite significant. You know, we'd have over 7,000 contacts last year around bullying. And, you know, the thing about bullying now for the last number of years is that there's no getting away from it, because there's an element of cyberbullying in most cases. So it's not just the traditional bullying that might happen in school or whatever, which is bad enough. But when you come home, you can be bullied by text or online, on social media sites, etc. So that's difficult for young people to deal with. And it's important that they talk to someone and get support and don't have to deal with it on their own.
So if you've got a certain calls, would you refer those calls on somewhere else, or would you?
Yeah, I mean, if the young person wants us to,
yeah.
Like if the bullying is, like the bullying can be reported to the Gardaí,
yeah.
Especially if there's any kind of physical abuse or online harassment. So that can be reported to the Gardaí. So if a young person wants us to do that, we can do that for them, or we can give them that information that that's something that they can do. And it depending on the age, and that some young people would say, yes, I'll do that myself, or they might want to talk to their parents first and let their parents know what's happening and then, you know, go from there. But sometimes, you know, whether it's because any kind of abuse, the young person, if they decide they want help and they want Childline to get them help and they give us full identifying information and they're, you know, give us enough detail about what's happening, then we can pass that on to the Gardaí if it's immediate risk, or Tulsa, and they can get the help and support of a social worker.
Yeah, and
but the child has total control over that. We don't have caller ID, we don't trace calls or anything like that, so we don't have that information unless the young person gives it to us.
Right, yeah, everything's totally confidential and non-judgmental. And
absolutely.
Now, we just go back to the volunteers there for a moment. I've often thought about this, and I'd say to myself, oh, I don't know whether I'd be able for that to, you know, if there was a child upset the other end of the line, I'd be getting upset. But there's support there for the actual volunteers.
There's huge support.
Yeah.
I mean, all volunteers have, I don't like the word supervisor, but we can't think of a better word. But a supervisor that they're linked in with, and that's their kind of person, the go-to person if they have any worries or concerns, and they have meetings once every month to kind of give that support, sometimes in a group and sometimes face-to-face, just one-to-one meeting. We also have staff on call 24 hours a day. So out of hours, if a volunteer is in an evening shift or a weekend shift and there isn't a staff member on site, they can contact us, page us, and there's a manager on call and a person on call who's to support them 24/7 if they've had a tough call, or if they've a call that they think there is a risk and they're worried about the child, and you know, they can pass that on to the staff member to deal with. And we also have a 24-hour counselling service that's external to ISPCC Childline. And it's completely confidential, where a volunteer can seek support. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about their volunteering. It could be if there's something else happening for them that they need support around, we provide that as well. So there is a lot of support. And as well as that, the training is excellent and really prepares the volunteers for the work. And we do ongoing training throughout the year, and there's lots of opportunities for volunteers to develop their skills if they have the time and the interest to do that. We fully support that for them, because there's nothing, you know, I like to see as much as to see a volunteer, you know, and I've seen people over the years who maybe weren't that confident when they came to us but had a really good heart and were kind, but over the years then have developed their skills and that's develop their confidence. And just to see adults blossom like that is fantastic as well. It gives us a great sense of reward, so it's a great opportunity for people for their own personal development, as well as giving something back to society, like by helping children and young people out.
Yes, and I know volunteers they're always talking about how rewarding they find the whole experience.
You know, they say that to us all the time, and I suppose as an ex-volunteer myself, that's how I started out in Childline. That I found that it's so rewarding, and you really meet like-minded people who have the same values and belief systems as yourself, you know, about children, and that's lovely to find. And Also, there's a great sense of camaraderie and there's a social life, if that's, you know, it's a way of making new friends and meeting new people as well, which is great for volunteers.
Right, and I know now you have information evenings. Is there one coming up or has it...
There is. Next Tuesday, the 19th of June, we have a volunteer information meeting here in Dublin in our office on 30 Lower Baggot Street, Dublin 2. And it starts at 12:30 and finishes around 8. You know, we believe it's really important that if people make the decision to volunteer, that it's an informed decision. So at that information evening, you're told, you know, about the ethos of Childline, the training that's involved, and the commitment that's involved after you're trained as well, and also about support systems that are there and the opportunities for you to develop as a person. So it's then you can go away and think about it for a few days if you like, or you can fill out an application form kind of in, you know, on the night. But it's important that you're making an informed decision and know exactly what you're committing to, so that you can, I suppose, fully commit to that. So that's why we hold these information evenings. So if anybody is interested in attending the information evenings, they can contact Jennifer Farley at ispcc.ie or ring our Dublin number here, which is 01-6767960. That's 01-6767960.
Okay.
If they want to attend that meeting, and you know, if something happens and you can't make the phone, you know, make the phone call, or it's a last minute decision, just pop in on the night. We'll always find room for an extra few people.
Okay. Now, will we give out the numbers again?
Yeah. So services. So for young people listening, anybody up to and including the age of 18. You can ring Childline's free phone number, and that's 1800-666-666. You can contact us by text, by just texting 50101. And you can talk to us live on our web-based service by just logging on to childline.ie. And it's important to know that all IP addresses are blocked and phone numbers are blocked. So it's a completely confidential service.
Right, oh, Margie, as I always say to you, I have huge admiration for yourself, your staff and your volunteers and the organisation, that ISPCC Childline. So once again, thank you very much for taking
thank
my
you
call.
So much, John. Thank you for being such a support to Childline. We really appreciate
yeah,
it.
No, you're more than
take
welcome.
Take care.
Take care. Thank you, Margie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is 90.3 Near FM.